Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to Vamp Radio. Today is Wednesday, the 25th of March, and this is Jess, and I think I have Amy with me. Amy, are you there? Amy?
I'm here.
Okay, just checking. How you doing, sweetie?
I'm good. We have someone else on the line, too.
Yes, I know. I think that's our guest.
Yeah, they just emailed me and said they're on hold.
Yes. Just hang with us 1 second. I just wanted to introduce our next guest. I'm really excited about having him on. Basically, if you were a Moonlight fan, you would have heard the song Under by the band Under on Moonlight, and that's the song that just played on the opening. I'm very pleased to introduce Eamon from the band Under. Hold on 1 second. Can I pick him up? He's not picking up.
Hello?
Hello, how are you?
I'm good, how's it going with you?
Good, did I pronounce your name correctly?
Perfectly, which is miraculous, actually, because nobody else can.
How are you this evening?
I'm great, how's everything over there?
Oh, over here on the East Coast, it's pretty good. It's kind of warm up over here.
Where are you guys located?
Well, Amy is located in North Carolina.
All right.
And I am located in the Boston area.
All right, yeah. So how's the weather over there in Boston?
It's getting pretty warm. I'm happy. No more winter.
Nice. Yeah, it's pretty nice here. I'm calling you from San Francisco.
Yes, it's always nice there.
Well, actually, it's not. I mean, it's, you know, people I think have that impression when, you know, especially people from abroad. You know, whenever I have visitors from Ireland coming over here, they think they're going to get some California sunshine, and half the time it's slush and rain or freezing, you know, because we have the fog here, you know.
All right. Now, you did say that you were, and I have to be careful because I do pick up the Irish accent by accident. But
oh, no, don't do that.
I spent 6 weeks there, and I came home with an Irish brogue, so.
Don't worry.
What part of Ireland are you from, Eamon?
I'm from Dublin.
From Dublin?
I
flew into Dublin, and the first place I stayed was a town called Skerries right outside there.
Skerries, I know it very well. Yeah, I'm from the same, not too far away from there, like over the north side of the city.
Very fun.
Do you know people over there, or how do you know Skerries?
Well, I went with my father for graduation over like 10 years ago, and I haven't been back since. I love it.
Yeah.
And so we spent 6 weeks there. We went across the country. And it was lovely.
Cool.
Well, we're very excited to have
to say,
you on.
Thanks. Jen, who is the singer, the other half of Under, she's apologetic that she couldn't make it tonight. She had another commitment, so she wanted me to let you guys know that.
Yes, and Jen is the person who was singing. Obviously, she's the vocalist in that tune.
And playing guitar.
And playing guitar, yes. So how, you know, the thing I wanted to ask you was, how did you guys get together?
I was kind of looking around for a really good singer, and we were introduced by a mutual friend, and we just started working together, and Jen, like, was bringing in all these, like, really interesting songs, and we just started playing, not really with any particular ambition, you know, to achieve anything or any goal in mind. We were just making music for music's sake, and it felt right, you know, like there was a certain chemistry there. There was definitely an affinity. We had a lot of the same tastes in music and books and films, you know.
Right.
It just felt right from the word go. It's not
mm-hmm.
to say we haven't, you know, don't sometimes, like, have disagreements and, you know.
just like any family.
Yeah, exactly. That's what it is. It's like, it's very much a family thing, actually. That's a good simile, yeah. But, so we just started writing these songs together, working in a little room in the Sunset District of San Francisco. And then we went into the studio and kind of got a bunch of friends who, you know, to help out, a bunch of really good musicians to help out on some of the tracks, and recorded this little 4-track EP, and that did pretty well. Like, we got a fair bit of press and play, and then, you know, all this, we got a little, got picked up on some TV stuff as well, which helped.
Yes. So that song has played, in Moonlight, and if anybody has not seen the show, excuse me, it's the episode called BC, and it's towards the end of the episode when Beth is examining the vial of BC very thoughtfully before she shoves it in her drawer. That's the song that plays in the background.
She's looking in the mirror or something, is she?
She's looking in the mirror. Yeah, she looks in the mirror, and then she looks at the vial, and she looks at herself, and then she shoves it in the drawer. It was very thoughtful.
What was in the... Because I watched... That was the only episode I watched. I thought it was pretty good, but I just didn't have a chance to see any more. What was in the vial?
It's some sort of drug, but it was made from vampire blood, so it gives the person a feeling of being vampire-like without becoming a vampire. So
that's perfect. That's what you need right there.
Right. So they called it black crystal because it was the way that the crystals looked when in the vial. So it was named BC. And it was also, that song was also played in Ugly Betty, correct? Or was there a different song?
Yeah. No, it was the same song, yeah.
Yeah. Actually has another cast member from Moonlight also in Ugly Betty, David Blue. So David Blue was both in Moonlight and in Ugly Betty, and the song was both in shows as well.
That's a good bit of trivia. I never knew that.
Yes. Well, we tend to follow the cast members a lot, and
right,
we support them, and the musicians too, all of the musicians. The music in Moonlight was one of the things that the fans loved. We even had like trivia, you know, to find out what song is this, and, you know, we'd find out as soon as the episode went up, we'd try and track it down and find out who it was and where we could find it and where to download it, you know, on YouTube, or not YouTube, iTunes, that's what I meant, iTunes,
right,
or CD Baby, and we try to find it.
I remember there was some good music, like in the episode that we were on it, there was some other stuff on it that sounded really nice, actually. It seemed like they put some good music together for it.
Right. Now, how does that happen? How did you get approached to have the music on the episode, or did you submit it to, like, a general mailbox at, you know, the movie studios? How does that work?
We did a bit of work with a guy called Morgan Page, who's a remixer.
Mm-hmm.
And it was his remix that was played on Moonlight. So his manager actually placed the song. So he approached, you know, the music supervisor of Moonlight and got it played. So it wasn't really anybody I knew. But yeah, it's pretty much, it seems like that's the way it works. It's you know, who you know, and they obviously heard something that sounded that they liked. I liked the way they used it as well. It's very cool, like when you create a piece of music and then you see it used in a dramatic setting that really you didn't necessarily think about when the song was being written, but it's nice that it can work in that setting, you know?
Yeah, and the music really, really did help to make the show. I mean, with anything, though, in the background, music is an essential part of the TV industry. I mean, there's music playing in the background. You don't even realize it half the time.
Sure.
The way that one particular show picked their music, it was perfect. Every single song made sense in that context, and it was just the right song to play. I can't picture any other song being played in that spot now that I've seen it, you know?
Yeah.
And your music, pretty much across the board. I mean, you have a bit of an eclectic sound to you, but it does have this underlying tone of just like this groove, you know, just kind of music you can put on and relax to. Or I love it. I think it's great. I play it in the background when I'm when I'm at work. So I was playing it today too. And, you know, going through numbers and all that stuff, it kind of calms
me
down.
Well, you can probably do that with our music. You mightn't be able to do it with, you know, AC/DC, you know.
No. Just definitely work music and not work music. But
yeah, I mean, it's definitely not you know, it's not real tempo kind of, you know, straight ahead kind of pop music. It's a bit,
right.
Definitely a bit more laid back than that. And,
exactly.
You know, it has its
yeah.
place.
And I was reading the information on there. It's interesting that it's categorized as down-tempo European pop.
Is that what we call it?
Yes, that's what you categorize it as, down-tempo European pop. And that's really what it is, you know.
Okay.
It's yeah, it's very, it's not, it's chill is how I would describe it. It's definitely chill.
Yeah, I've heard that word used to describe it. Yes. It's cool. I that genre, of, you know, what they call down tempo,
mm-hmm.
it really encompasses a lot of different types of music. You know what I mean? From more like completely electronic stuff. Like we use a lot of, you know, for lack of a better word, real instruments. They're all real instruments, but just like acoustic drums and.
Mm-hmm.
You know, or get more, you know, acoustic guitars and stuff like that. But it still seems to be able to slot into that genre in some way, which is cool. You know, it's not like a narrow thing that we've ever felt like defined by, or do we have to kind of curtail what we're doing to the rules of that genre? It's pretty open, you know?
Yeah. Freestyle.
Yeah, you know. And I'm glad to hear you say that. It's interesting for me to hear you say that it's eclectic, you know?
Yeah.
That's cool. What we listen to is all over the map, so
probably,
I don't know if that's a big or a bad thing, but it's what we are.
And I do want to let people know that if you want to hear, we'll play some more music from during the show, but I wanted to also let people know that if you're interested in finding out more about them, you do have a MySpace page, and you do have an official web page as well, correct?
Yeah, actually, we're revamping the web page, so I wouldn't bother about that for the moment. We're gonna set up a new website for our new record that we're our new album. I guess you call it album. Definitely showing my age there. that we're going to be releasing pretty soon. But yeah, the MySpace is good. It's myspace.com under the music.
Yes. So, again, it's www.myspace.com/under the music, and that's all one word. And that's where you can go and you can play some of their clips on there. You can even download some of their tracks right off the page. And, you know, you pay for it right there. It's 99 cents. It's really, really not a lot to spend. You're going to spend just as much on iTunes or CD Baby.
True.
And so you do have a new album coming out. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah, we're pretty excited about it. It's been, you know, it's been a long time. Like we released that EP about maybe 2 years ago. So we've been kind of steadily working on it ever since. I think we suffer from a little bit of perfectionism. You know, but we've been working on this for quite a while, and we're definitely really happy with it. We're going to bring it out probably looking at towards the start of May, and it's going to be called More Pleasant Gray.
More Pleasant Gray. That sounds great. And actually, that comment that you made about being perfectionist, there is a fan question in the chat room. Berlin from Atlanta is saying, fan question, on a scale of 1 to 10, how much of a studio perfectionist is Eamon, and is Jen?
Oh, she's worse than me.
On a scale of 1 to 10, how much of a perfectionist are you?
Actually, she's a 10 because getting stuff past her is like really hard, you know.
Yeah,
She really pisses me off because she's got such good taste, you know. Like, I'll come up with some cheesy shit and I'll try and make it
crap. Yeah, right.
Shout it down.
That. Very cool. Now, when did you start playing music?
From a very young age, because I come from a pretty musical family, so I started out, from 9 or 10, played guitar, and then picked up piano along the way. So I kind of always played, you know, from that age. My brother was a professional musician, and my sister as well, and another brother who's like in sound that sound for bands. So it was just, you know, it was always part of the part of growing up. There was never any great mystery about it.
Mhm. And how many different instruments do you play? You play keyboard, correct?
Yeah, well, I play keyboards, and that's kind of my main thing. But I play guitar as well, and you know, do a lot of the kind of programming. But you know, I play a few other instruments, but I play them really badly. In terms of confidence, I'd say keyboards and guitar, and just about with guitar.
Right. Well, I can't play anything. I think I used to play the recorder back in third grade. But that's about it.
Oh, you gotta pick the recorder back up.
I do. I've been wanting to ever since I came back from Ireland. I wanted to start playing the tin whistle.
Yeah. You need to. Yeah, the tin whistle's pretty. The problem with the tin whistle is it sounds so hideous when unless you're good at it.
Found that out because I did buy one, but I was awful at it. So.
Yeah, you know, like it can be a nasty sound.
Yes, it can. I think it burst an eardrum or two trying to practice, and then finally I was like, oh, no, that's not going to work. I'll just appreciate it from afar.
Where else did you go in Ireland?
Oh, we went all over. We went from, we went to Cork. Where else? Donegal.
Oh, nice.
Waterford, Kerry.
Lovely.
Dingle Peninsula. We went
nice.
All over. Yeah, we went 6 weeks, and basically we stayed in one part of the country each week, and we took day trips out. So
that's
kind of
to do it, yeah.
Yeah, got like 32 counties or something like that.
That's all there is. There aren't any more.
Oh no! Then I got I probably did 20 out of the 32.
All right.
Okay. Yeah.
Get back and
yeah.
Do the other 12 sometime.
And then, well, my family is from Clare, but I didn't know that until I came back, but we did get to go there. There is another question in the chat room, and they're saying, are you comfortable with the fact that people like to make babies hear music? And what's
<Extremely.
laughs> cool?
That's awesome. I love that. That's brilliant. That's the best question. They need to win a prize for that. That's a great question. Very cool.
Yeah, Berlin says it totally passes the test.
Good to know.
That's excellent. Well, I guess you can keep that in mind for your next album.
Oh, it's
that.
Always in mind.
Yeah, it's always in mind. Oh, goodness. Well, would you be okay with us taking some calls if people want to call in?
Sure.
Okay. We'll open up the phone lines. Anybody who wants to call is listening to us live or in the chat room. You can call in to 718-508-9440 to talk to Eamon from under. And in the meanwhile, we'll keep talking about them. Actually, you know what? I'd like to play another song, if that's okay. So we'll take a real quick break, but you get a choice. You gave us Keep On Moving or The Cars Below.
Just pick one. Okay. keep on moving, I guess.
Okay. Keep On Moving. Can you let us know how you kind of worked on that? Did that just...
Well, you know, a lot of the stuff with like kind of how we write it, you know, first of all, Jen comes up with all the lyrics and oftentimes comes up with like a majority of the song. And I'm trying to remember that one. I think she brought in like a lot of that song and we just kind of worked on it and worked on the groove a little bit and the chord sequence probably. And it's just a pretty straight ahead song. You know, it's pretty, it's an old one. It's definitely...
And I just that's okay. I just wanted to ask if there was a particular way that you guys, the two of you, wind up making music. Do you find the music first, the lyrics, or does it kind of happen side by side, you know, plugging back and forth?
A lot of the time, it's I guess I'd say it works in a bunch of different ways, depending on the song. Sometimes both Jen and myself have little computer recording systems at home, and a lot of the time we just send each other little files, and, you know, we work usually at night, and we pass little files to each other over the internet, and that might spur on an idea. And sometimes we don't even, you know, then we get together and flesh things out a bit. But in terms of lyrics, I mean, she comes up with all them, and I don't even know what the lyrics are about half the time. I just I know I like them.
That's great. You may just throw her right under the bus. I don't know what the hell she's talking about.
Oh, I have no clue. And actually, she's kind of interesting like that. She's very much doesn't want to really publish the lyrics as such. Just because, and I like that as well, where you hear lyrics and you're not quite sure what they're saying, and you come up with your own interpretation. I kind of like that as well. So
yeah, it's sort of how that song speaks to that particular person.
Yeah, exactly. You know, and
yeah,
what's going on in their life at the moment, and, you know, if they're making babies or whatever.
Okay, well, we're gonna play this song, and it is Keep On Moving by Under, and we'll be right back. You can give us a call at 718-508-9440. If it will play. Okay, having problems with the switchboard. Let's try this one. Okay. I apologize. We're having some technical difficulties. I'm going to stall for time here as I try to find something.
I'll see if I can play it.
It's not playing for me. Well, we're back. I'm checking the switchboard to see if we have any callers. We don't currently have any callers, but we have a couple of questions in the chat room. And actually a couple of comments. Sprite says, it's wonderful to have some music out there that doesn't make me want to bang my head against the walls. So that's good.
I love it.
Are you there? Okay.
Yeah, yeah. That's very cool. Thank you for that.
You're welcome. Patch 138 says, if you could play anywhere, where would it be?
I like that question. How about like an amphitheater in there's one let me see. An amphitheater in Greece.
Greece, awesome.
Yeah, why not?
Yeah. That's really cool. Who's your biggest influence?
I think it'd be really difficult to narrow it down to one band or one person, but I think with both Jen and myself, we've been compared. I don't know, you know, and definitely, she likes the Sundays. She was, you know, big fan of the Sundays back in the day.
Yeah, I could see that influence. Yeah.
Yeah, and her voice has been compared to Harriet. What's her name? Harriet Wheeler.
Yeah,
From the Sundays. I think we both kind of had an affinity for that kind of melancholic European sound of a certain era, you know, where a lot of the songs that came out were kind of sad, like the Smiths, My Bloody Valentine, just music that kind of touches you and is good for making babies to and being introspective, you know.
We're never going to live that down. That's great.
No, that's beautiful right there. I absolutely love that.
But, yeah. And if you guys, both of you, had the chance to work with an artist that's obviously living right now, do you know who you'd want to collaborate with? Or would you want to collaborate?
Yeah, there's a bunch of people. Like a big part of what we've tried to do from the start is collaborate with some really talented people, and I'm a firm believer in that. Like even from the musicians who play on this record, we've worked with some really extraordinary people. There's a cellist called Jean Renaud, who used to play with the Kronos Quartet for a long time, and she's all over this record. She does some great stuff on it. Also, there's a bunch of local musicians. There's Meloche, who's a really great Canadian electronic artist who programmed some beats on our new record. In terms of future, you know, if we're dreaming with Greek amphitheaters and stuff like that, De La Soul.
Yes.
I think that would be really fun.
Yes, it would be.
Kruder and Dorfmeister.
Very
that
cool.
Kind of, you know, that's and definitely any great producer, like that's, you know, that's the kind of something like that would be fun.
Yeah, and I know it sounds kind of weird, but I could definitely see you collaborating with oh gosh, her name just flew out of my head. Oh my goodness.
Give me a clue.
Let's
play again.
Sweet Dreams. What's her name? Arrhythmics.
Oh, Anna Lux.
Anna Lux, yes.
Yeah, she's wonderful. Yeah.
Yeah. I think that would be an interesting combination as well.
I go to this guy to get my haircut.
Mm-hmm.
And the last time I went there, he dyed it red, and he described my haircut as an Annie Lennox haircut.
See, it's destiny.
It's a sign.
The other thing somebody's asking is, when did you and Jen start making music together? How long have you guys been together as a band?
Not very long, really. We did that our four-track EP, which is the first thing we did, about 2 years ago.
And is that available online, that EP?
Is that what?
Is that available online? Can you order it?
Yeah, it is. It's available at, you know, iTunes and CD Baby, and
mm-hmm.
There should be a link to it on our MySpace page.
I think there is.
Yeah, there should be, if not.
Yeah, and you have a Twitter, too. I just noticed that.
Oh, yeah, we've got all that stuff. The problem with Twitter is, like, how do you keep thinking of things to say, you know?
Yes. I don't think I've been on my Twitter for, like, a month.
Right. I mean, you know, I don't quite get Twitter, but it's pretty popular. So it's good in some ways if you genuinely are keeping track. But I just kind of feel the urge sometimes that you're supposed to, you know, say every last thing that's going on. Like I'm making breakfast now. I don't know. Sometimes you don't have anything to say.
Right. Now, do you like playing in the studio more, or do you?
Yeah.
Yeah, you don't like to play in front of an audience?
We're really lazy. we're really terrible. Like we're complete slackers. we've only done really a few gigs. Our very first gig was opening up for a band called Bittersweet,
mm-hmm.
And it was a pretty big show, you know. So we did that. We've done a few local shows, and it's fun. But you know, the problem is just when you're too much of a perfectionist, it never quite sounds like it's meant to sound.
Right.
At least to our ears.
At least in the studio you can make it perfect, whereas live there's always some room for error.
Oh, yeah, there's room for error, and you're at the mercy of, especially when you're playing, like, you know, smaller club gigs, you're at the mercy of maybe a sound person who doesn't really know. I put it this way, maybe doesn't know the sound, that they're doesn't quite know what you're going for.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I mean it's fun to play shows, and we definitely will be playing more shows than that. But we're most at home in the studio.
Okay. There's a serious question in the chat room. Have you ever been starstruck, and who was it?
Yes. I was years ago. I was in London. And I was playing with a band, and we were playing some gigs in London, and I was sitting in a hotel lobby, and I was playing some kind of video game, and I looked up, and Bjork was kind of standing in front of me, and I had
wow.
a total crush on her, and I didn't say anything to her. I was too kind of shy. So I was
and that's one of your influences, too, according to your MySpace page.
Yeah, well Jen, I think, definitely has a lot. I mean, I love her, too. But Jen, I think, listened to Bjork, like, some particular albums of hers as well, quite a bit.
She's
yeah,
definitely got
she
some very
awesome,
odd
yeah.
stuff out there, but she has some voice, and she has some, she's not afraid to take chances, that's for sure.
Oh, no, she's wonderful. I love her, you know, I think she's absolutely brilliant.
Yes, I think she is too, sometimes even ahead of her time.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Sometimes, I listen to some of the music that she has, that she's done in the past that wasn't really very popular back then, and I listen to it now. I'm like, wow, this would be great on the radio.
yeah, I think you're right. Well, she always worked with, like, some really good people, you know,
yeah,
on the
yeah.
way as well.
Yeah,
cool.
Awesome. So are you and Jen planning on going out on the road and touring?
A little, but not too much.
In the U.S., in the U.K., and Europe.
Yeah, I mean, we want to do at least like do some shows around here, and hopefully, you know, around California, but or the West Coast, but hopefully, take it a bit further afield as well in the near future. But we haven't anything solid planned as yet. We want to kind of get the album out. We don't have a tour as such planned to promote the album. We'd rather just kind of let the album, you know, come out and just do whatever it does, and then just, you know, do some gigs. We're probably like the if you were a manager,
mm-hmm.
we'd be the worst people in the world to have as your band trying to promote, because we're just awful, you know.
Note to self: do not try to manage.
No,
under.
No, it'd be brutal, you know. You'd be so frustrated. It's like, no, we're not going to do that, you know.
Well,
yeah.
I guess that kind of answers my next question, which would
okay.
be, I mean, there's this kind of fad going on now, especially through MySpace, where, you know, fans of musicians like, have these street teams that they put together, and, you know, they're responsible for getting the word out for, you know, this coast or this town and that town. Do you have anything like that, or would you be looking for anybody to start up a street team?
Yeah, because we're so crap at doing anything like that.
You need some help.
We need all the help we can get. No,
you should put that on your webpage, the next thing that you do.
Yeah, totally. Now, I mean, we're, you know, pretty much online, you know, we do a lot of what we do. I mean, put it this way, with the EP we released, we feel like we kind of reached a lot of people, but it was kind of under the radar, if you like, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But the people who kind of get into our music are really cool. Like, they seem, like, really loyal, and I don't know, they just kind of got some beautiful feedback over the years, you know, just people really saying some great things about it, and it's just music that seems to mean a lot to people when they like it, you know?
Right, right.
So, I don't know what I'm trying to say, but...
you would be open to having street teams to get the word out.
Absolutely, yeah. Maybe not so much about gigs, but more about just, you know, hey, the album is available and, you know, that kind of stuff.
Okay. Well, I will say, and do both of you check the MySpace page, or is it mainly your job to do that?
We both check it, but it's mainly me.
Yes. So if people want to get in contact with you on what information you want to get out there, and that the best place to reach you would be on your MySpace, correct?
Yeah, that's a great way to reach us. Yeah, or we have a Facebook as well that you can get a hold of us there.
Okay.
We check it. You know, we pretty regularly, so you can find us.
Yeah, Amy's typing in the chat room. She says we will help get the word out too.
That's beautiful. Yeah.
Yeah.
Seriously, like, yeah, that's great.
We'll try our best. And all of you people who are listening who want to do something to help, it's a really great band. Get in contact. Find out what information needs to be out there. I'm sure we have very talented people online, flyers and all that kind of stuff, and I'm sure you can all put something together and get something out there and get your songs on the radio at least.
Yeah. I mean, I kind of like the way the music is, in some ways, the way the music business is at the moment, where you can have... You know, we release everything ourselves. It's a pretty independent kind of project. We're not working with a major record label or anything like that. So, which is, you know, we don't have a big publicity machine, so we're relying on the word of mouth of, you know, fans and friends and stuff. But in other ways, that's really good. You know, we control everything. We don't have to conform to a certain stereotype or an image, you know?
Right, yeah. It kind of gets that way, too, when you get signed. When you're indie... You can pretty much do what you want to do, and when you get signed to a record label, even though they liked you for what you were doing, they want to try and mold you into what's going to sell, which isn't necessarily what you were doing.
Yeah.
So, you know, there's pros and cons to becoming signed under a major record label.
Yeah, to be honest with you, you know, it can really work for, you know, the right... band, if the right kind of confluence of events happens and you can make something really successful. But I've just seen some horror stories over the years, people who've, you know, signed major deals and they just, you know, there's a change in management in the record label and, you know, they get dropped or they get ignored and they can't get out of their contract. And it can be a really, maybe I'm a little... disenchanted with some aspects of it, but it can be a kind of a heartbreaking industry to be involved in.
And I
kind of like just being independent, you know, and just there's no barrier between us and the people who like our music. It's just a straight connection.
Okay. Amy, I think, has a question for you.
Cool.
Yes, I have a very serious question.
Uh-oh.
If you were a superhero... Who would you be and why?
I like that question. Let me think. If I was a superhero, Roy of the Rovers, but that's not going to mean anything to you because Roy of the Rovers was like an English football player, like soccer player, who,
mm-hmm.
you know, scored like 12 goals in the cup final and, you know, did almost superhuman feats. In the realm of football, so sorry, it's kind of an English, Anglo-centric answer, you know?
That's
may
okay.
Not be that to many Americans.
The first person that picks kind of some city.
Well, what's the usual answer? Spider-Man?
Well, we've gotten some X-Men characters. We've gotten Superman, Batman, Iceman, Wonder Woman.
Wonder Woman. Now, if I had to meet a superhero, I'd like to meet Wonder Woman.
Oh, really? Is it the Invisible Jet or the Lasso of Truth that does it for you?
It would have to be the Lasso.
Awesome. I think we've reached the silly part of our interview.
I think we got there ages ago.
Actually, somebody's asking in the chat room, silly question. You're in a bar, what are you having?
I resent that Irish stereotype, but see, as it was asked, Guinness, please.
Guinness. Yeah, Guinness is definitely an acquired taste. That's like a meal in itself.
Yeah, that's true. You can't have too many of them, you know?
Right. Well, let's see. There is some other questions in here. Actually, somebody says, one of the pictures on your MySpace has Dance Revolution in it. Is that a stress reducer?
Is that what?
She says, is that a stress reducer?
Stress reducer. Actually, my daughter took that photograph, and I just, you know, down in San Francisco, we kind of went down to the, it's like an amusement arcade down in Fisherman's Wharf, and, you know, I really embarrassed her by going on the Dance Revolution, and she took that photo.
Awesome.
But, yeah, it probably is a stress reducer, I'd say so, yeah.
And let's see, Jersey says, what goes through your mind as you play one of your own creations, knowing that there are people listening and hanging on to your every note and every word? Wow, that's a deep question.
Does she mean playing live or?
I think so. Oh, maybe. I think it's an open question.
It's actually a nice feeling. I don't know if people are really hanging on that much, but when an audience is like really engaged with what you're doing, it's a lovely feeling. Yeah. And you're kind of feeding off, like, that's where the live thing really, where you need to play live, and you just need that feedback, because
mm-hmm.
you can create something in a studio, and it's like, it's a piece of crap, and you take it out live.
No context.
Really,
yeah, you can't
yeah,
see
exactly.
how people react to it.
Exactly, yeah.
Yeah. And I would imagine that feedback
would
be, what's that?
I said people dancing is a really nice feeling as well when you're playing live.
Yeah, I would imagine so.
Yeah. You know,
what's the largest venue that you've played?
Wid Under?
Yes.
Pretty small. you know, like 400 to 500 people.
That's pretty big.
Well, it's not.
Oh, well, yeah, it's not an arena, but that's still pretty big for, you know.
Red Rocks, yeah.
Yeah. And do you like to go out and listen to upcoming music, like open mic nights and things like that, or do you kind of just hidey hole away and work on your music?
What did you call it, hidey hole away?
Hidey hole away.
That's a good, nice saying. I like that. Kind of the latter, unfortunately, but I do know. I do try and get out, and it's kind of hard. Like, you know, when you're playing, like I play with some other bands as well, and it's kind of hard when you're playing out all the time to then you kind of just want to stay in when you have a night off.
Right, yeah.
But I do love hearing new music, and I probably, like a lot of people, I discover a lot of music on the internet, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, if they come to town, then I'll go and see them, or if somebody tells me. I kind of rely on people who go out more than I do to let me know what's going on and tell me, okay, this is a good band, you know?
Very good.
How about you? You must go ahead and see bands all the time.
I actually don't. I'm so busy working. Amy and I are so busy doing, you know, booking bands on that we really don't have a chance to do anything. We find most of it on MySpace and
really?
YouTube and, you know, from FanVids and stuff like that. So we find some music and we say, hey, do you like this person? And she'll email me back and say, Yeah, and we'll try and contact them. And most of the time they ignore us, and sometimes they don't.
I like your show, by the way. It's really cool.
Thank you.
Yeah,
we have a very fun time. It's definitely not professional. It's just fun.
What is professional? You know, I don't want to listen to a slick, you know, and it is professional anyway, but I don't want to listen to some boring, slick radio show. I'd rather have this, you know?
Well, I'm glad you're having a great time.
Absolutely.
I have one favor to ask you, and we didn't get to ask you before the show because the song was playing and all that, but could you record we would like to have our guests say, this is so-and-so, and you're listening to Vamp Radio. Do you think we can get you to do that?
Of course, like now-ish?
Yes.
What we'll do is we'll just be quiet for you, and then you just record that, and we'll clip it off of the archive, and we'll make a clip out of it. So whenever you're ready.
Hey, this is Eamon from Under, and you're listening to Vamp Radio.
Perfect. Thank you very much.
Hey, Pat actually has a question. Who else have you played with?
I played with, you know, going back in Ireland, I played with the Commitments, which was like a movie that...
Oh, my gosh, I know them, yeah.
Yeah, and here, you know, then I came over here and played with, like, people like Spearhead and... Michelle Schacht and a few, you know, local people, Coco Montoya. There's a great guy I play with locally here. His name is Zigaboo Modaliste. And he is a really famous, you know, if for people who kind of know the music, he's a really well-known New Orleans drummer. He used to play with a band called the Meters back in the day, who were like the backing band for some amazing... funk, New Orleans funk records. So, I think out of just about anybody, like besides the project that I'm kind of more involved in, like Under, the Zigaboo is one of the people I'm most proud to have played with.
Here's a question that nobody's asked yet, and I'm kind of surprised. How did you come to call yourselves Under?
Just from that song, we wrote the song first, Under, and then Jen said, yeah, let's call the band that, and we had some, I'm trying to remember some of the other alternatives, because they were really rotten names, and not that Under is necessarily that good, but it just kind of stuck, and it just kind of made sense, so yeah, okay. Again, the laziness thing, you know, which is kind of weird, like when, you know, we had this, probably the song that did the most, did best out of the album, or the EP we did was Under. So you've got this band called Under, and then the song is called Under, and that's just kind of lame.
Well, you know, I've never actually come across a lazy perfectionist before, so I have to
it's a horrible combination.
It'll never get done, but when it is, it'll be perfect.
It'll be perfect, but it'll never happen, exactly. That's Under right there.
Lovely. I do have one more question for you. Somebody's asking, if you were not a musician, then what would you be?
Maybe, you know, something in the arts, probably, you know. Not much good at physical labor.
You're not one to sit behind a desk or, you know, lug up machinery or something like that.
But maybe writing, you know, or something like that. I'm not good at visual art, but writing, I think, with, like, fiction writing or something.
Very cool. Well, we are actually running out of time, and we appreciate you coming and spending almost an entire hour with us.
Oh, it's my pleasure.
We just had a great time. Thank you so much for responding back to us.
Oh,
I do want to set up the next song. We're going to play it on our way out. But the last song is The Cars Below. And do you want to say anything about that, or you just want us to play it?
Yeah, I think it's again, a song from the EP. We're actually going to do a new... We've got a new version of it that is going to be on their forthcoming album. Again, it's one of Jan's songs with mysterious lyrics that I have no idea what you're talking about, but it's a good
But
song.
You play the hell out of it.
I just play the piano. I don't know.
And once more, the album coming out again, you have a name for it, and that was?
The name of the album is More Pleasant Gray, which is it's from a line in the song Under. Again, we're too lazy to think of anything new.
And we are going to find that coming out probably the end of April, beginning of May?
Yeah, I believe like what first couple of weeks of May is what we're looking at this stage.
Okay, and the most updated information would be on your MySpace page, which is myspace.com/underthemusic, all one word. And again, if you want to be part of a street team, we're going to have to kind of kick these guys into gear here, because as they have said, they are self-proclaimed lazy butts. So you're going to have to contact them on MySpace and ask them what information needs to get out, and I'm sure they will be happy to provide that information to you.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, that'd be fun to have a cool street team, and we'll hook you guys up with whatever you need.
Okay, awesome. And Eamon, thank you so much for joining us. Please let Jen know that you and she are welcome to come back anytime you want. Anytime you have something that you need to get out, shoot Amy and I an email. You want to come on and promote something, let us know anytime.
Thank you for that.
You're welcome. Have a wonderful night.
Yeah, you too.
Thanks.
Thank you.
See ya. Cheers.
Bye-bye. Okay, Amy, we're going to run through our schedule. Are you still there?
I'm still here, honey.
Okay.
So,
I got to hang up now. See you later, guys.
Okay,
bye-bye.
Goodbye. So we're off tomorrow night. We have nothing planned. Then Friday, our schedule is changing a little. We're going to be on at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time because we're going to have Bobby Long on. We were supposed to have him on Monday, but he went to a premiere, and we had his manager, Phil, on instead, which Phil is amazing. So we have Bobby on the 27th at 8 p.m.
Okay, that's the most important thing right now. We only have 90 seconds left, and I do want to play this song, so we'll go over the schedule again on Friday.
Yes.
Okay, here is The Cars Below by Under. Amy, hon, you might have to play it.
Behind, travel lightly. Holiday your heart out at Old Navy. Today only, all outerwear and all tees are 50% off. Plus, get 40% off your entire purchase at Old Navy and OldNavy.com. Outerwear and tees valid 11/18, 40% valid 11/15 to 11/20. Exclusions apply. See store for details.